In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. This week, the first week, in the last month, Coptic month, Misra. And at the same time, in the first week, in the fasting of, which is named after the Mother of God. But actually, we don't fast for the Mother of God. You know that. Whom we fast for? Whom do we fast for? For ourselves, exactly. No one benefits from my fasting except myself. And this is the fact, and this is a very important point. We don't fast to satisfy God. We don't pray to gladden his heart only. Yes, he becomes glad and happy when we pray, of course. We don't serve to become righteous people. And we don't give alms to be generous. No. All of these practices, actually, we do because we need that. In our way of salvation, every practicing, every spiritual practicing we do, it's for my sake. أي حاجة احنا بنعملها بنصلي بنصوم بنخدم بنقدم عشورنا كل ده مش عشان ربنا يبقى مبسوط مننا. لا, ربنا مبسوط. هو ربنا مش بيزعل مننا. امال ايه؟ لو بيزعل يبقى بيزعل ايه؟ ايوه كده تقريت الكلمه. انا مش بيزعل مننا, هو بيزعل ايه؟ علينا. He is not upset on me. He is upset for me. And there's a great difference between any spiritual practicing in my mind we perform under the concept of we do that so as to let God be satisfied upon us. And he may heal our sicknesses, give us success, give us job, give us good marriage, give us whatever. He may get in return of my practicing. This idea has never been in Christianity. And if it is in your mind, please, as of this moment, pull it out and throw it behind you. Forget it. Forget it. We do not do anything to satisfy God. We do everything to prepare ourselves for the rewards that He gives us in heavens. This is number one. And number two, to live the best possible life on earth. That's it. That's why many people, when we have fasting, they bargain. Bargain. Oh, 55 days, it's too long. 43 days in the Advent. Why? Wednesday, Friday, all the year. Does the Lord want us to be suffering and weak of health, not able to do anything? Is he pleased to weaken us, to let us live miserable life? No. If you have this concept, don't fast. 7 times I pray all day. How come? What remains in the day to make what I want to do? 7 times. What's that? If you look at it in this way, please don't pray. Why? Because when you, every time you pray, you will count your prayer on him and say, "Hey, هتعمل لي إيه بقى? What are you doing with me? I prayed from prime to midnight. I'm waiting now. What you will do with me?" We don't have this concept. We don't have a rewarding card for my angel to sign that I prayed prime, I prayed third, I prayed sixth, I prayed midnight. No, we don't have that at all. In another word, all the commandments that the Lord gave us, he did not give us as God orders his creation as a master, governs his slaves and controls them. No. All the commandments are given to us to help us to live the best life on earth and to inherit the kingdom of heavens. Full stop. That's why when I pray because it's my privilege. You know, I give you just a small example. Narday, August 6, there was a great festival of opening of the new Suez Canal. Yeah? And we were very pleased to follow this great celebration in Egypt. It's a huge project. And everyone was dreaming to speak to our president or Mrs. President, not to take photo there or with him. Yes? If I do that with the president, suppose I go with the president and please, Mr. Sisi, can I have photo with you? I said, yes, okay. What shall I do with this photo? In the first time, in the first book, in the newspapers if I can, everywhere. I have a photo with President of Egypt who opened the Suez Canal, the new president, or Prime Minister when he comes here. Everyone wants to, or one of the famous people like an actor, like an star or something. So we have this and we are very proud to have the photo with the Prime Minister. Do I wait for anything from him to do to me? No. I'm just proud that I have that. When I speak to God, do I speak with God to have something from him or to express my feeling towards him as a great lover of mankind? Listen to what St. Gregory said to him in the Holy Liturgy. Yuli, in Arabic and then in English. لم تدعني معوزا شيئا من أعمال كرامتك. We did not leave me in need of anything from the works of your glory. Dignity. You covered all my needs. You did everyone for me on earth, everything for me on earth, and in heavens. Do I feel that feeling when I stand to pray, either in my room alone or in the church among my brothers and sisters in Christ, the rest of the body of Jesus Christ? Do I have that? It's very important. Because if I feel the benefit of fasting, I will be sorry that the fasting ends. Truly, I say that truly. If I feel that it is too heavy for me, less energy, less power, not able to concentrate enough, why? The other religions don't have this many days of fasting. If you have this feeling, then the fasting will be something terrible for you. But if you say with St. Paul, أُقْمَعْ جَسَدِي وَأَسْتَعْبِدُ. أُقْمَعْ here, it's more than control. I control my body strongly and I enslave my body. Can you enslave your body? How can I enslave my body? When I prevent my body from the lusts and pleasures that he wants. Here is the great power. Here is the true power. And one of the means, very important means of that, is fasting. That's why we do fast. That's why. Also, the fasting gives me power on the devil. One day, a father introduced his son who was possessed with devils to the disciples of the Lord. And they spent hours and hours. They couldn't heal him until our Lord Jesus Christ came. And of course, you know that. He cast him out in a second. And then he looked at them, rebuking or blaming, to what extent I will bear you. Then the disciples said to him, why couldn't we cast him out? He said, for two reasons. For your lack of faith. And secondly, that this Satan cannot be cast out except through prayers and fasting. So the Lord himself declared the power of fasting. He declared it. He said it openly, clearly. That's why all the people who recognize the power of fasting don't bargain at all. They prepare themselves for that and they become very happy for that. Number three also, we said number one, it's not something to satisfy God, but it is very important thing for me to benefit. Number two, it gives me a power on Satan. Number three, when my body is weak, automatically my spirit becomes stronger. Automatically. Why? I'm fasting. Usually or normally, but it shouldn't be, when I'm not fasting, I don't guard my senses carefully. My tongue, my eyes, my ears. The senses are opened a little bit. And I don't prevent my stomach from eating or drinking anything tasty, looking beautiful, good for food, like what Eve and Adam from the beginning. But when I'm fasting, I say, no. Yes, this is delicious. But I will enslave my body prevent my body from eating it. So the way that I enslave or weaken my body or prevent my body from taking whatever my body wants, I automatically lift up my heart to heaven and find myself able to pray more, able to be closer more. Number four, the fasting also is a very good chance for me to feed back my deeds day by day. Why? When I'm fasting in a spiritual concept, like what I said, by the way, I wasn't preparing this subject tonight. It was completely, but the Lord wants me to hear and you also to hear whatever we say. Now, the Holy Spirit gives what everyone needs according to his needs and according to his will. Anyhow, number four, the fasting is the very good and golden chance for me to repent. Why? When I'm fasting and control myself during the day against any bad desires, any lusts, any bad thoughts, bad images, but anything, I find myself at the end of the day want to feed back what I have done during the day, good and bad, repeating to myself what the Lord has done for me all day and what I did take out my hands from him during the day. This feedback leads me to the repentance. That's why the church always in the Vespers and in the compliant prayers always have a lot calls to me for repentance. For repentance. When I'm fasting, I find myself want to repent more. I don't know why, but this is the fact, practically, that, as I said before in number three, that when I weaken my body and control my body, I find myself leaning more to the repentance, not leaving myself with random life, whatever comes, whatever goes, whatever I say, whatever I behave, whatever I do. Number five, when I fast, I share with the Lord his fasting. On the contrary of what the Lord said. Why did I say in the contrary? Can you answer? Why did I say in the contrary of me? The fasting of the Lord and my fast. He didn't fast for himself. He fasted for me. Number one. What else? The Lord fasted for me, not for himself. Time. During the Lord's prayers, what do we say? Lead us not into temptation. Right? Did the Lord do that? When I say in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, did the Lord do that? Or what did he do? Time. Another question. How did Jesus go up the mountain of the temptation? How? How did he was? Huh? It's just one word. It was he was led by the Spirit. That's why I said contrary. He was led by the Spirit. I am not led by the Spirit into temptation, but the Lord was led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, into temptation. Why? To give me a life lesson, a practical lesson, an important lesson. In the Gospel of St. Luke, he said, then he was led up the mountain to be tempted from the devil. So the reason was to be tempted. Although he said, when you pray, say, lead us not into temptation. But he did that as a second Adam. The first Adam was betrayed by the devil, by the serpents. Right? Then the second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ, went up the mount and was led by the Spirit saying, come and fight me. Come and fight me. Jesus Christ, hiding his divinity from the devil, said to the devil, come and fight against me. What did the devil do? He left him 40 days. The devil left Jesus Christ 40 days, during which he fasted 40 days and 40 nights until he became hungry and thirsty. And then he started to attack him. This is a practical lesson about the power of the fasting. The Lord fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And he said, at last he became hungry. And then the devil attacked him. The devil approached him. And he said, you are hungry. Take this stone. Make it bread and eat. You are hungry. And you know the rest of the temptations, the three different temptations. But the lesson here is very important. The Lord wants to say, I myself, who does not need to fast, fasted for you 40 days and 40 nights to give you a lesson how to conquer Satan. Number two, he did not use his divinity. He did not use his divinity in the temptation, right? Or he used it. He did not use. What did he do? What did he use? The scriptures. The word of God. The devil was saying a verse. The Lord was answering with another verse. The devil was saying another verse. And the Lord was responding with another verse from the Bible. Here again the power of the word of God. Here, the importance of reading the Word of God. Here is the importance of keeping and living the Word of God. The Bible is not a book to read. The Bible is a book to live. It's a book to live. And at last, but not least, the sixth and the best reason of fasting is to prepare ourselves for heaven. Why? Because in heaven, There is no food, no drink. There is fasting. Right? We will not eat. We will not drink. We will not marry. We will not die. If you prepare yourself on fasting from here, you will be ready in heavens to live without any problem. There is no food in heavens, just fasting. What will eat then? The praise, the prayers, glorifying the Lord, making شوف بقى لما يبقى very best choir هنا الناس تسقف بقى choir. All of us will be heavenly choir. All of us. All of us will be heavenly choir. All of us will keep. Huh? مين يقول لي؟ Revelation 15. The hymn. Hmm. The hymn of Moses, the servant of God, and the Lamb. What is this, the hymn of Moses? Exodus 15. Revelation 15, applying Exodus 15, which is the first conical in the midnight prayer, in the midnight praise, the first conical, the hymn that Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron and Moses and all the women was singing after they crossed the Red Sea from the land of slavery to the land of freedom. In Sinai there were to the promised land. So keep this hymn. Keep this hymn. We need. Just one word I want to whisper in your ears and hearts. Do not be lazy. The laziness is the strongest challenging enemy against us these days. Surely, we are lazy. We became lazy. These instruments and the TV and the laptop became a very strong source of laziness. Very strong. Very easy to sit and to watch the TV. Not essential to be something very bad or sexual, no? Or whatever, yeah. Just to rest and relax and watch. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. No boring. No boring. No boring here. But to jump from the bed early in the morning at 7 to be here in the church at 8. Oh, we do it 5 days a week. Oh, Abuna. Come on. Also Saturday and Sunday. Let us take rest on Sunday. But for work, you have to be at work 8 o'clock. For the lessons, for the study, you must be here before the teacher or the professor or the TA comes. Yes? No laziness. Very strict in my... But with God, lazy. Once I was asking one of our friends here in the church, and he said, and I said to him, you know, you do love the Arabic liturgy, and we pray the Arabic liturgy once a month for you, because most of times we pray for our children and the new generations in English, Coptic, and they're together, yani. So the Arabic liturgy is once a month. a month. He said, look, Abuna, Saturday for me is the day of bed. I sleep 6 days at work, and I have to sleep. Yes, salam. If the Lord says one day, if you do not attend the liturgy from 8 to 11 on Saturdays, you will not enter the heavens. All of us would be at 7 o'clock. But he doesn't want us to be slaves. He wants us to be sons of God. The hymn, the beautiful hymn that our children sometimes, when they have time, sing during the distribution of the lamb, sons of God. He doesn't want you to be a slave, coming because you are afraid of his punishment. He wants you to be a beloved son who loves him, to come early. وَالَّذِينَ يُبَكِّرُونَ إِلَيَّ, those who come early will find me. So please, as of now, challenge the severe enemy against you, laziness. And also, sometimes the laziness is ماضي يعني إيه بالإنجليزي. Mad. Pat. P. 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 A. P-S-T? Past. It's like that. At 8 o'clock, I'm in bed. أمي يا فلان أم صلي. Oh, I am very tired today. Then the wife says, okay, we'll not go also to the church. And then the children say, we also, Baba, if you are lazy today, خلاص, let us be from there. Next week, the church is open every time, every Sunday. Abuna is here, and the liturgy is here, and the deacons is here, and everything is here. Well, we are lazy today. You are not. We are not tired. We are not sick. We are just lazy. I don't feel. I feel not interest to get. That's okay. Okay. And then with this word, all the family stays at home. And also, the activity is perhaps the same. Same. When the father says, everyone, hurry to the car. We want to be before Abuna here, or with him, so as not to miss any prayer in the church. You will find all the children come, and the wife also. Or from the night before, go to bed early, please. We have to prepare ourselves for the best way, the best day in the week to be. Please, in one word, do not be lazy. And do not take advantage of the gentleness of the Lord towards you. He's gentle, but to a limit. مش كده؟ بيقول إيه؟ لا تجعل هو ده لطف الله وصرامته. لا تجعل من لطف الله بقى فرصة. Do not make the freedom a chance to the body. بولس الرسول بيقول كده, لا تجعل الحرية فرصة للإيه؟ الجسد. I am free, do what I do whatever I want. I am free. Yes, you are free. But free, but be wise to do whatever is good for you, not whatever you want to do. Don't be lazy. Come early, freely, enjoying to be in the church. One day, there was Amim Khayil. I do not give up from telling this story. Amim Khayil was all time yani, standing in this pew. I still remember he departed years ago. He's the father of Mervet Cook, the lawyer. He said, Abuna, He was over 8 years. One day he said, Abuna, can you give me the key of the church? I said, why Amun Khayil? He was driving at that time. And he was over 80, was driving. And he said, Abuna, I want to come before you. I don't want to miss any moment. I want to come to the church while the curtain is closed. And see you opening the curtain saying, give me the key. Over 80. So it's a matter of love. I love. When I love a place, I hurry to it. When I love prayer, I will hurry to it. When I love the liturgy, I will hasten to be the first one there. When I love the liturgy, I will memorize it and enjoy it. When I love the Holy Communion, I'll prepare myself with repentance and confession. This is the spiritual life. Easily. This is the spiritual life. He doesn't want you to be a slave. He wants you to be a beloved son, even a prodigal. But beloved, to love him from all your heart and to throw yourself in his bosom when you need to repent and cleanse yourself. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any questions?